The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome
to you.
Can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Why did I say it like that?
I don't know. Are you sipping anything?
Yeah.
Did you bring anything?
Yeah, I got two things. Neither one of the things that I think I actually want right now or desire, but they're things that are good because I'm coming hot off of two workouts.
Good for you.
Feeding Ellie, which let me tell you, I forgot how you feel after really pumping or breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah.
It is wild, like how much you need water and food. And it's like you have ran for like a half hour or something.
Yes.
It's wild. So I did that. And then I texted Ash and I was like, hey, we're wrapping up because we're trying to you've been amazing. And it's like one of those things where as soon as you're done feeding, that's like when your time clock starts of your open window. Mm-hmm. And so I texted Ash. I was like, hey, running a little bit early if you want to jump on earlier kind of thing. And she's like, oh, I'm finishing up my run, but let me know if you want me to stop my run. I'm like, no. It was the perfect moment in time to throw Ellie in one of those like backpacks, those, you know.
Oh, little carrier, baby carrier.
We took a stroll around the neighborhood because it's beautiful out. It is like, I feel kind of bad because I know it's super hot.
You should not feel bad.
But then it's like you have your perfect weather when we're in our terrible.
Right. Arizona wins most of the year in the weather department. Right now we are in the. We are absolutely losing.
And we're in like the best part.
But Oregon is – the reason you live in Oregon, people, not you, Colleen. The reason people live in Oregon is because of the summers.
Right now.
It's glorious. Can't
be. And it's going to be part of my rave, but it is like it's heaven out there.
Perfection. Yeah.
It's just heaven. And it's
like the perfect temperature.
And just gorgeous because it's been raining
for
a billion years. And so – everything is happy. And so then I grabbed Costco has these like, this is what I crave right now when I'm breastfeeding is a chocolate milk. But Costco has these organic, they're chocolate banana almond protein. They have like fiber and plant protein and they hit the spot.
Tell me the stats. What's in it? What's going on in that?
Banana. So it's a carby situation. There's 12 carbs.
Okay. How many fiber? Any fiber?
10 grams of protein, 4 grams of fiber.
And how much fat?
Hold on. 3.5.
Okay. So that's pretty good, actually. If it's
fine.
What did you say? How many carbs?
12.
Minus, so 8. So it's more pro. Yeah. So that's a good situation.
I don't mind hitting carbs up before or after a walk or really
around workout where you're using it. Yeah.
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 So, they just taste like chocolate milk. Yeah. And it's like delicious.
Delicious.
It just hits that desire. Yeah. What are you sipping on?
I just, as Colleen mentioned, I was running. So I just am doing hydration station. I've got water in here with 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, some electrolytes, and then one of those morning routine packets that I've shared before. It has like lemon crystals and apple cider vinegar in it.
Whoa.
So it's pretty good.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yum. It's a nice little, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yummy, yum, yum.
Post-workout situation. I went and got my nails did today, a little 4th of July action.
Oh, which, they're blue with stars and stripes.
I found this on the web. Yeah, we're not talking to you, Surrey. So anyway, that I did a little workout, then I went and got my nails done, then I wanted to get a little run in. So I did a little run and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good. My legs feel spent.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Yeah.
What are you doing this
weekend, Jinx?
This weekend, Well, we just found out Rev has runner's ear. So when you guys are listening, Call and I, the routine that we're in right now. Swimmer's ear. Did I say that out loud?
You said runner's ear.
Oh.
Which I wasn't sure. Like, is she training with you? I was like, what is runner's ear?
Swimmer's ear. Yeah. My brain right now is very squirrely. And I think it's because I haven't had enough food today, but I've had matcha latte and pre-workout. So I'm like, I've got caffeine.
Yeah.
And I noticed like when I went to go get my nails done, and then I probably got adrenaline from working out. When I get to my nails done, I always read a book and I was really having trouble focusing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you're high right now. You're high on caffeine.
Yeah.
So my brain is squirreling around. What I was thinking is we talked on Patreon yesterday. So the routine we're in is Call and I record Thursday for Friday's Patreon. And then we've been recording Friday for Tuesday's show. So you guys are listening to this on Tuesday. We're on Friday heading into the weekend. You're just coming out of it. So this past weekend, as you guys are listening to this, we have ISR swimming lessons that was for Mac and Revy, but we went to the doctor this morning because she was complaining of ear pain and it was affecting like her eating and brushing her teeth, like opening her mouth and stuff. Yeah. So swimmer's ear. She will not be swimming tonight. Mac will go. And it's at kind of a crappy time because it's at 6 o'clock. So we pick him up from daycare and then it's like bedtime routine, you know, then dinner, then bedtime. So you can't really do anything during the week.
But tomorrow,
that's the event. For 6 weeks, it'll probably be until he graduates. Tomorrow is my cousin's birthday. Saturday is my cousin's birthday. So we're going to go out to lunch and then we are supposed to have a pool party. So I'll just have to tell Rev she can play around, but she can't really like go underwater, you know,
it's
like whatever. Cause doctor said no. And the doctor is the guy I went to high school with still. I can't get over it. Yeah. John usually takes the kids to the doctor, but I've talked about this before. Our pediatrician is, he was my senior year homecoming date. He's just the best. Walks in. Hey, Ash. I'm like, hey, Dan, you know,
friendly just face. Great.
Yeah, friendly face, except for he's wearing a mask, so I can't really see his face, but friendly voice, friendly vibes, friendly energy.
Yeah.
So, and then Sunday, I don't know what, nothing, maybe. What are,
It's Saturday will be a big day.
The Saturday will be a big day. Yes. Yeah.
So we're going to try and actually do something. We're going to try and have like a thing, because we've been really laying low.
Yeah.
And like Ben, we've been doing a lot of patio parties where that sounds really like something, but it's not. We just build it up so that Ben thinks it's something and he's really into it. Yeah. It's just dinner out on our
back. Well, that's the romance of life.
Yeah. So we've been doing
magic
a lot of those
in the little moments.
But this weekend, did you ever go to the Cook Park when you lived here, the hot air balloon festival?
Yes. Yes.
That's this weekend.
Okay.
So I think we're going to try. We might not be up for like, because this is a big event. There's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of things.
Lots
and with a newborn, I don't know if that's going to be too overwhelming for me to like figure all that out with a three-year-old.
And nursing and
doing all of it. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of places close where you can like go to a different park, kind of set up a picnic or breakfast and then watch the hot air balloons without doing all of the stuff there.
Crowd surfing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we might make that like a big thing, you know, because I think Ben would really get a kick out of seeing those. And then 100%. We can like do it up in a way that's like more relaxing for us, you know?
Right.
So that's the big event this weekend. Otherwise, it's this weather. I'm just trying to be outside.
What are you doing for the 4th? That's next weekend. But
We have no plans. We were going to put some like friend feelers out there.
Yeah.
So if anyone just wants to like barbecue. They've banned, I don't know if they'll do it again. Maybe I missed a memo. They like banned fireworks last year, like even street fireworks because of how bad the wildfires got, you know, in Oregon.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, though, it's like still the fear of that and the tinderbox situation of the dry weather. And I don't know. I could see that. Yeah. I think they already banned it in Portland. I don't know if they did it for like the burbs where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we'll even be able to do street fireworks. And so we might like try and just do like a cookout or I don't want to do anything, but I want to hang out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. like vibe. Sir, you want to vibe surf?
I want to vibe surf.
Yeah, totally.
So I don't know. How about you guys?
We're going to LA. That's see my right. sister.
Yeah, that's right.
So we leave next Friday, I think.
Wow.
I can't believe it. I can't. Yeah, a week from today, we leave to drive over there. My mom is going to be there.
Okay.
Okay. So that'll be interesting. I'll have an update for you guys. Probably we'll be updating on Patreon about that.
Is she going to be there the whole time you're there?
She doesn't get there till the 3rd.
Okay.
So we get there the 1st, we leave the 5th, and then she's there the 3rd. So we'll have a couple of days with her. My little sister just got into med school after 2 years of applying and not getting in. She got into med school in Florida. It's in Miami. So she leaves on the 17th. So we're going to do like a little going away party. Callan, my nephew, turns 1 on July 10th.
No,
so we're
gonna... he doesn't.
I know. I know.
That's
Isn't that
not,
insane?
That's not possible.
Yeah, I know. So we'll celebrate that and just get a little bit cooler weather for a couple days. I mean, you know me in the 4th. I love the frickin' 4th. But the big fireworks shows in Phoenix were canceled because of supply issues or something. So I'm wondering if that'll be the same in LA.
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Well, that sounds like a heck of a good time.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be real nice. Real nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys. Oh, okay. A quick hangover before we get to the show here. Did you listen to the new Taylor song, Carolina?
No. Mm-mm. I forget about music. Mm. I forget. Mm. What is that noise?
What?
It feels like there's like slurping or gargling somewhere.
You have a ghost in your house.
It feels like, I don't know if this is a familiar noise to you, because it probably wasn't for me when I lived in Oregon. But you, like the little Hoover that goes around the pool bottom to like suck up crap. Okay. If it gets to the water and it starts like, that's what I feel like I'm hearing, but I have no idea where that's coming from. So okay. Anyway, whatever. Okay. What's the hangover? That's literally, I mean, that is pretty spot on how it sounds when it reaches the top of the surface.
My Roomba robot, it just reminded me of my Roomba, which is so good in theory that you turn on this little Roomba and then it just does its thing. And they really, and I have an old Roomba, so maybe it's better now, but they're like, it's going to get you out of your house and it's going to get every nook and cranny. That thing, I start it, starts in a different place every time. Sometimes it just does the kitchen. It does like 50 laps in the kitchen, then it puts itself to bed, like sings a song. My work here is done. It goes, you animal, no. You get back out there.
Get back out there. Get back. And put in the work.
And you don't come back until the house is clean.
Yeah.
Right. You know? But then I'll be like, okay, I think it's starting to figure life out. It's gone to the living room. It's gotten in the hallway. But then I'll hear like a crash in the house. And I don't know where it is or what mess it's gotten into. Yeah. But it's like tucked under.
Yeah, it's under like, the couch or a bed or a chair somewhere.
Or it's picked up one of Ben's toys and done a couple flips and then it's who knows where.
Yeah.
You know, it's like wrangled up in a Thomas the Train tent. That's happened. And it never ends well. It just, 9 out of 10 times, I'm getting after that thing.
I remember when we had a Roomba at our last house, and I remember also having this same feeling of like, this is cool until it's not, until it's the nemesis, because it would get stuck all the time under places. And then I'd be like looking for it. And, and then I'm, oh, there you are under the bed again.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. You
piece of shit.
Yeah. Get it together. We're all struggling out here. Okay. Yeah. Can't just hide away. Yeah. Yeah. In a room.
Okay. We're babbling on.
Was there a hangover?
Oh.
Did you tell me a hangover?
That was a hell of a transition, but I'll redo it in a minute. Carolina. We talked about Carolina. Carolina.
Taylor
it's
Swift.
It's fine. You're not going to like it, probably.
Okay. Why? Is it house?
It's folk. Patreon agrees with you.
They do?
So we talked about Beyonce's new single. Now, Ashley despised
house music.
And I like house music. And there's people on Patreon that are like, I like house and I hate this song. And so it's like very, like.
Well, that's not really agreeing with me, Ben.
Well, it's just that they don't like the song.
Yeah,
the overall outcome.
I'm pissed.
And I told Ashley she's in for a world of hurt because Drake just released a whole house album. I think the house vibes aren't going anywhere. They're just starting. But Carolina is not house. It is it was written during the folklore time.
Yeah. Well, and
it's folklore-y.
Now I'm remembering you said it's a part of the movie where the crawdads sing, and that it feel that feels very fitting. Those folklore. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever read that book?
No. But I, just from the images of like what she's released for it and seeing the movie trailer, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, it does.
Yes.
It's perfect for the movie. It's not going to be the song that I go hit play on for a good time this summer. Okay.
Yeah. But it's not like, Christmas Tree Farm for you.
God, I love that song.
I know, you and Ben. You and Ben just love Christmas Tree Farm.
Oh, I love that one.
Mm-hmm. So it's like,
banger.
Banger.
That was like my go-to all summer. Yeah. So 4th of July. Barbecue.
4th of July. Because this is Colleen puts together playlists, you guys. Like, she is queen of music. So you would host a backyard barbecue and people are counting on the music and you're like, this is the one I can't stop spinning. I cannot stop. And then you put on Christmas Tree Farm.
In my heart is a Christmas tree farm.
Yeah.
Ben still really is into Christmas music. And so actually we do, we do rock out still to like Jingle Bell Rock and stuff.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Year round. Okay, but I could see her, what I can see with this is her like winning an Oscar for it.
Or Oscar like, for like best like, sound or whatever it's called?
Best music song, best original song. Don't they do an Oscar for that? I could see it's smart for her team to do things like this, these sort of projects, because then you get your name gets out there for things, especially during award season. She could do like a live performance of the song. I could see things like that. Cause it's real artsy fartsy.
Yeah. And this book was like massive book. So I assume the there's gonna be a lot of people that are excited. I think it's going to be a big, big movie as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, let's talk about big time stuff. For all your summer travels, whether you're going abroad or staying domestic and want to immerse yourself in the culture, now is the perfect time to start Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, there's still time to learn a new language before you reach your destination. I still have yet to dive into this, but when they reached out and call was like, hey, do you want to do this? I'm like, it is on my bucket list to learn language. I really would like to learn. Like, I honestly think what I want to do is learn Italian and then go move to Italy for like 3 months or 6 months and have all the pizza and all the pasta and that's amore, you know, but I want to live like the locals. And with Babbel, Babbel's going to help me do it. You only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson so you can start having real life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start learning your new language learning journey today with Babbel.
Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/sip. That's Babbel, Babbel.com/sip. For up to 60% off your subscription, Babbel, language for life.
All right. So I was actually writing down a couple things yesterday to talk about on Patreon because we just sort of shoot the shit over on Patreon and sometimes it's heavy shit, sometimes it's light shit. I had a bunch of light shit that I wanted to talk to you about and then we started talking about all kinds of other things. And so then I thought, you were asking, are we going to do faves for this next week? I was like, what if we just talk about current obsessions?
Yeah.
These are the things that I can't. My brain, I would say 70% of my brain energy right now is being put towards thinking about these things that I'm about to tell you. So they're my current obsessions.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And all of them are bullshit and an absolute waste of my brain power.
Yeah.
And look, I didn't choose these. They chose me. The first thing that I cannot stop thinking about, and I referenced this one yesterday on Patreon, is the color lavender. It has quickly moved into my absolute all-time favorite color. Yeah. I want to wear nothing but lavender. I want to look at nothing but lavender. I want to buy Away Luggage, who's been a sponsor with us before. They have lavender luggage now. I'm like, I want to buy it, but I'm afraid it's going to get all scuffed. You know, but I want lavender everything. I've rebranded a couple months ago. I rebranded my website to have a little bit of lavender in it. And it just is like happy vibes. It's just my favorite.
Yeah.
And so I love it too. I buy a lot of it. I'm buying a lot of it. All lavender.
Isn't it on trend? Is it like trending or how did lavender?
That's what what made me think. I'm like, is this like, has lavender always been around, like this prevalent, or is it like coming to very
you.
Available?
Is it finding you or are you finding it?
Right.
What's happening?
Is it having its moment or has it always been there?
Right.
It's certainly having its moment with me. But sound off, folks. Bless you. Like lavender, lilac, orchid. I go to websites and I just filter. I like just, you know, I go to Vici Dolls and Free People and Amazon and where else have I went to Athleta, whatever. So I'm just like searching. Just drip. I want to live in it. I want to live in lavender.
My friend got me a robe for postpartum. Mm-hmm. And it is so comfortable and so soft and it is lavender.
She got me that robe. She gave it to you to pass to me. Yeah, you're supposed to mail it.
You'll like
to me.
Too. You'll like Ellie's onesie as well. It's a matching lavender. Same
That's
exact,
exactly why she got me the robe so I could match Ellie.
Yes, exactly. Your daughter.
So my daughter, Ellie. Yes. Yeah.
With you guys are gonna be so cute.
If you're too busy to mail it, I'll just pick it up from you when I come there in August.
Yeah.
No problem.
Her
and the robe. Ellie in the onesie and the robe for myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to do a lavender finds. Because
do you feel like people care about this? Do you guys care about the color lavender?
I think we all need to care. I think this is, this is an obsession. Right. This isn't just a fave. This isn't a come and go thing.
No.
A lot of brain power is being put to this.
Of brain power and time. Not just thinking about it. I'm spending time scrolling website after website after website to find lavender things that I need.
You spend time so that we don't have to.
Was exactly
Serve
right.
Serve it to us. Spoon
exactly
to us,
right. Like okay, next up, okay. I'm focusing a shit ton of time on balancing my blood sugar. I have become obsessed with that. It feels really fun. We've talked about this, but it still is something that I was like, well, it's going on my obsession because it's what I'm thinking about all the time.
Yeah.
Like anytime I'm eating, it's like a little puzzle. It's a fun little game. And it's just kind of guessing because I don't have a glucose monitor or anything.
Yeah.
But I'm noticing overall my energy is really good. It's making me, I don't know, it's making like being healthy really fun and exciting. Yeah. And then I'll just, if I want to have cookies or whatever, I have it right after my meal or I'll have like a thing of apple cider vinegar right before. I'll just chuck some apple cider vinegar with water and then I go have a bowl of ice cream or whatever I want to do.
Walk for 10 minutes?
Yeah, I could walk. I was wondering if I could jump on my trampoline.
Yeah.
Any kind of movement. Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Movement.
Yeah.
Strength training works.
Yeah. So I'm really loving that. And I am putting together a lesson that goes in Body Positive Badass that is how to handle holidays and vacations for people because can be kind of stressful for people that are used to dieting. Sure. And I was updating it from how I'd presented the material before. And it's basically entirely different now because it's all about balancing your blood sugar. Now I realize that that's what it is. I did not know. So when we went back to Wisconsin, I went out to lunch with John's mom and two of his aunts. And they were talking about, I didn't know John's mom has diabetes. And then like two of his other aunts are pre-diabetic. And it made me think, and so it's just managed with medication, but I'm like, that is so prevalent. And we just are not taught how to eat, right? It's just like, let's go and sit down and that's how I was doing. Let's go sit down and just order fries. Let's just order fries to start the show. Or you go out to Mexican food and they serve you chips and salsa, right? Or Italian, here's your bread. Let's start off with bread, whatever. Let's just spike the shit out of your blood sugar and fuck up your hormones. And then when you get sick, we'll just give you a little Band-Aid to put on it, right?
Yeah.
And it is wild to me it makes me really think like it is a money business. Like, I don't want to believe in the conspiracy theorists and stuff like that, but it feels like the medical industry really is got a lot of money driven stuff or something, because why wouldn't we want our people to be healthy? Why aren't we educated that way?
Well, and I also think that a lot of the stuff that, so specifically the Glucose Revolution book, and that's the Glucose Goddess Instagram account who created that book, is like, my world of knowledge is like still very focused on that. And that was part of my current obsessions too, because it's been ongoing past. It really has changed me, and it's cool that I think about it still, because I do, even though I'm not finger picking. But a lot of the stuff that she's learned, no one else has like really studied it before. And so a lot of it is like just kind of still new, which is surprising, you know, but I really respect like the science that she's put behind it, and like the data, because it's very compelling and alarming too. Like in the beginning of her book, she was talking about how there was a study done pretty recently where people just ate a bowl of cereal with like fat-free milk, right? So a lot of carbs, a lot of carbs, a lot of sugar. And even in people who were not diabetic or pre-diabetic, their sugars rose when eaten first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, right? That's the first thing you're putting into your body.
Right.
Their levels rose to diabetic levels in like 75% of people, everybody. It's crazy.
I feel like what I hear, because now I don't know if it's because I'm following, you know, Metabolism Makeover and Glucose Got It. It's coming up a lot in my feed. So I don't know if it's just, again, like, is it having its moment in the light, or has it always been there? I've just never known to look for it before, you know? I've heard throughout wherever in social media and stuff that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not for the reason that we think, right? Like, we're sort of taught, oh, it jumpstarts your metabolism. But as far as glucose goes, that's how it's, that's going to set the tone for the rest of the day, and as your energy and your cravings and stuff like that. So, but when you think about most breakfast foods and what we're sold, it's like, let's grab a latte and a muffin from Starbucks. Or even if you think you're being healthy and you're like, let me do oatmeal and coffee, or something like that.
Or a banana. And go. That's it.
Or cereal, right? Like this morning, I noticed that my kids, I got to start figuring out how to balance my kids a little bit better, just to like, not stress them out, not to really commute, but just to like help their bodies, right? Because this morning what they had was they had watermelon and waffles with sugar, right? Which is just, so there's no protein, there's no fat really. It's just a super big spike. And I know kids need more carbs because they're just using it a lot more and growing, but like, I don't know, it's just interesting that that is sort of what we're taught without any education around that, and how important breakfast is, and yet so much of our breakfast foods are not actually hormone balancing or blood sugar balancing. It's crazy. I got this message from someone, because I talked about diabetes a little bit on my story yesterday, and she said, yes, ma'am, I'm a nurse and was a diabetes educator, and all doctors wanted to do was give patients medicine instead of teaching them what the sugar was doing to their bodies. They wanted to take the easy way. As a society, we have no idea how to eat to fuel our bodies, which is what food is supposed to do. And this is a very blanket statement, right? Not all doctors. There are people that care. But it's just, in general, that seems like the messaging from society. And that sucks. So anyway, it's been very fun. I love, I'm obsessing over balancing blood sugar. I'm still obsessed with TikTok. Spend a lot of time doing that. That goes whatever. I am obsessed with reading books. I try to listen to books when I'm running or something like that, but then I'm reading a book or listening to a book right now, Book Lovers. And I feel like if I was reading it, it would be so good. I would eat it up. And I miss so much of it by listening. But reading books has become my newest obsession. I really don't have interest in watching TV. Just none. I don't want to do it. I really want to go to my books all the time. And I'm reading like a book every 2 days or something. It's so fun. I love it. I can't believe I slept on book reading for so long. I was like, I don't have time for this. I didn't know it was going to bring me this kind of joy.
We need to get back into like a book club with people.
We do.
You know, because we stopped doing that because we're like, we don't have time.
We don't have time. And I still feel like in general, that's what people say. I don't have time. So maybe not everyone would love reading books as much. Because like if I still wanted to prioritize TV time, I wouldn't be able to read as much. Because that's like my time at night. You know?
There's an economics to it. What you know, you do this, you're not doing that.
But I'm into it. I am so freaking into it. I love it so much. I'm just devouring it. So good. My Peloton tread, guys.
Love it.
That's the best investment I've spent in a year or two. Like, I love it. So I walk. I bought a little desk that goes over the top so I can, like, I'll walk like 2 miles an hour, just pretty slow. And I'm like working, or I'm reading my books while I'm, you know, walking, just getting some movement in. And then, of course, I can run. I go to their walking classes.
Yes.
And their walking classes are, they have run walk.
Yes.
Ones.
So I those love those ones. Like,
they're so good. They're so good. And I like, do you have the Peloton?
I don't. I have a old treadmill.
Okay.
And I've wanted the Peloton tread, but I just put the workout, I stream the Peloton workouts on my TV.
Yeah.
And then the treadmill's right there.
Yeah.
But I want the real
what I love about it is it's a touch screen for some things, but the controls for speed and incline, there's wheels on either side of your treadmill where your kind of arms would be, you know, running, and you can spin them. Or there's a button that it'll go up to the next, you know, either for, if you're running at like 3.4 and you push the button, it'll go to 4 or 5, it'll go to the next full. And so it's much faster. I remember when I used to run on treadmills years ago at the gym, I would do interval training and I'd be like sprinting at 9 or 10 miles an hour. And then you would want to go to, but you have to like hold your, you have to like hold your hand, and it's like, it feels dangerous. But this one, you're running, you just like hit the wheel a couple times and then whew, and it's like so nice. Yes, very efficient. Yeah. So Peloton tread is great. Untamed, I've listened to this book 2 or 3 times. I'm now reading it and just highlighting like every other sentence because it's so good. This is the one that Call got me with Glennon's. So this is still good. If you haven't read it, I'm still obsessed. Eyebrows. I've been really obsessing over eyebrows lately. I've been buying all the things. I mean, right now they're a little sparsey because I just sweat on my treadmill and there's no makeup on. But I've been, you know, doing lamination. I have microblading. I buy all kinds of eyebrow things to try to get like the perfect brow. I think my favorite time is after I laminate and dye for like a couple of weeks. That's when I really like. That's the perfect time. That's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's only a couple. But anyway, eyebrows. I look at people's eyebrows a lot. I love it. I'm obsessed with Krista Horton. If I'm gonna be on social when I'm not reading, I prefer to read now over social media. Krista Horton, I've talked about her before. She is queen. She's got like 1.5 million followers on Instagram, and she is as real as they come. She makes sex jokes. She has 3 kids, talks about drinking. Her and her husband are hilarious, and they are just like normal people. She doesn't, you know, I feel like a lot of those influencers have this perfect life.
Yeah.
Look, they don't have a perfect life. I know that. They make their feeds look so perfect. And motherhood is so wonderful. And I never fight. And I never get hungover. And I never have a mess in my house. Vomit.
Yeah.
Krista Horton is, her feed is so cute. It's all family, but her stories, she is such just an amazing human, I think, to have 1.5 million followers and still be as real as she is, knowing how many dickheads are out there and trolls are out there. It is just refreshing.
Yeah.
She's good. Do you follow her at all?
I think I did when I, but I don't scroll my feed that often.
No, it's her stories.
She's probably
her feed
not coming up in my stories because I haven't, I only do like the first 3 that like show up.
Totally.
Just like you and some other close friends. But I will seek her out.
Yeah, seek her out.
Popping up.
Seek her out. Yeah. I've also been spending a lot of time when I am on social media looking at manicures. So I went and got my nails done today and I like to do a little funky. I found this girl on Instagram. It's called like Nails by Chloe or something. And she does custom. Yeah. Buy.ChloeNails. Chloe Nails. You know. NAILS. And she does custom painted press-ons. So I ordered three ones from her so I can get back into press-ons because I feel like it's more efficient time-wise. I'll show you a screenshot. These are the ones that she made me.
Cute.
Can you see? So it's like a smiley. So
lavender.
Whatever. Oh my God. Yeah. Lavender. Can you see these ones? This is like ice cream drips. I asked for a candy inspired. So it's like little swirls and it's not really focusing.
Cute.
And then these are holographic lavender glitter. And I'm really loving that. And then last thing I'm obsessing, Beyond Yoga Space Diet, kind of expensive. I want to be buried in this. Bury me in Beyond Yoga Space Dye. It is the softest. So these shorts are Beyond Yoga Space Dye. I got probably 15 pairs of their biker shorts. I've got 10 pairs of their leggings. I have a couple bras from them.
Where do you buy them? I have one pair of Beyond Yoga things.
I usually buy direct from their site.
In a Stitch Fix or something.
Yeah.
I do love it.
The Space Dye collection, not okay. Beyond Yoga as a whole.
Okay.
Because I do have some other pants from them that I don't love or live in.
Yeah.
But the Space Dye collection is the softest material, holds up really well, doesn't pill. So it's like they're like $90 leggings, pricey. The biker shorts are like 70 or something like that. But I'm not kidding. Bury me in them.
Yeah.
Bury me in them.
Yeah. That's one of those things where you could go to Amazon and spend $25 here, get another pair for $25, get another pair for $25, and they'll spin themselves out much quicker than if you just bought one of the Space Dye.
Right. That is true, because I like colorful koala on Amazon. They're very soft, but they pill, they get holes, they don't hold up, they don't hold up as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still good. Still good, but the Space Dye.
I'm living in biker shorts right now.
Oh, like, they're so good.
Because they're so good for postpartum. Mm-hmm. Like that and a good nursing bra is my pajamas right now.
Yeah.
And then you just
that's what you're obsessed up, with.
Feed.
So cozy.
But it's just my uniform. My postpartum uniform. Are those your
Those are my obsessions.
Okay.
That's 70% of my brain.
This really, there's probably some listeners right now who this is taking up a lot of their brain, trying to start a family or thinking about how to start doing that or like Googling up a storm of all kinds of things as it relates to planning ahead and thinking about fertility. I know when Chris and I were trying for Ben and even Ellie too, this took up so much of my brain, and it can be overwhelming, right? Like the nuances and how different everybody's relationship to either family planning or just things in regards to their fertility can be. And I love this partner of ours, Modern Fertility, because they really, really, really help you with guidance and having something to give you a ton of knowledge and therefore a ton of power for making better decisions for your body, for your health, and your future. There aren't many decisions bigger than having a kid, but for many women, fertility is a huge question mark in so many different ways. And that's why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label, get your personalized results in 10 days. You're going to get tons of insights into hormone levels, things like egg count, other important fertility factors. They'll go into details, your results on what the different hormones mean, and you can talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next step. Traditional testing like this can be pricey, like well over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at $159, a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/sip, you can get $20 off your test. If you have an HSA or FSA, you can put those dollars towards Modern Fertility as well. So if you want kids today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound info about your body can help you make a decision that's right for you.
Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/sip. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/sip. Modernfertility.com/sip.
I have some things that I am obsessed with.
Yeah.
Alone time.
Oh,
which is like so far and few between these days, because it's like my days, right? I wake up 3 a.m., 4 a.m. It's like all about feeding. And then again at 5 or 6, right? And then like it's every 3 hours. And then in between that, it's whatever. It's like Ben or Chris or more Ellie, and it's like constant interaction all day long.
Mm-hmm. Or podcasting.
It's constant. It's
talking to people, messaging. Constant. Yeah, totally.
And those moments where I can take a shower and I'm just by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, it's literally just a handful of minutes a day right now. And my God, there's something so recharging right now in postpartum about just like alone time, time for myself. Yeah. And it's not that all the, like, I'm not unhappy. It's like all those things are great, but it's just when I'm alone, I'm like, wow, this feels really nice. Mm-hmm.
I remember the first like time you got by yourself or like go to Starbucks, you know, something and you're like, no, baby, you don't.
I did drive to go get Chris and I coffees the other day. I was like, let me go, please. And I got the car keys and I got in the car and I felt like a teenager who just got their license.
Yes. You know?
And I go through Starbucks and they're like, so what are you up to today? And I was probably 4 days postpartum because that was it. It was just a quick coffee trip. And I'm like, I just had a baby. And they're like, really? How long ago? I'm like, I just got out of the hospital 2 days ago. And wow. And I'm like, I know. Wow.
I know.
This is a big deal, coffee.
Out in the world. Yeah. No, but that is a big deal. Oh, God. Those moments. You got to steal them. You got to take
them. I've been obsessed with breastfeeding troubleshooting. Like, that has been just nonstop. And for those of you, I've talked a lot about it over on Patreon, which is, if you're new here, it's where we drop our Friday episodes, patreon.com/youcansipwithus. But Ellie has a very shallow latch due to a bunch of things that I talk about over there. And just deepening that latch or getting through until she kind of can grow into the whole situation better. But man, it has been all consuming.
Mm-hmm.
All consuming.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding in and of itself is all consuming. And then the in-betweens of how do we adjust this or fix that or do this or hopping on a Zoom call or call, like going into the thing. Like, it's like crazy. It's crazy, man.
It's a massive commitment.
Okay. Our decor in our house, I would not put it into one category. You know how there's like – farmhouse, boho, coastal.
Modern.
Yeah, all these categories. Mm-hmm. Ours is like elements of probably three different buckets. Modern, like our furniture is like West Elm, has those modern sort of lower, they sit a little lower. The way the legs are on things are very modern. I would say a lot of the decor vibes and color schemes are farmhouse, like wood and sort of black white situation. And then also some global, because a lot of our like pictures in our frames and like other elements are like things from our trips. And like there's like things global, from our trips, like elephant statues and like things that are very global and personal. Mm-hmm. And I like those things, but I find I tend to navigate online on Instagram to like farmhouse Instagrams.
Okay.
Like I don't like a lot of the like farmhouse signs and stuff, but like I really like the color schemes and the simplicity of those kind of vibes. Yeah. So you can't beat Petal Home Interiors, who's done some tips on our podcast. That's her IG. Mm. It is a friend. It's a friend of mine, but a like not like we don't like talk and hang out, but like my, I have a really good friend. It's her sister-in-law. So I, Ann Nash is behind Petal Home Interiors and she's just amazing. And then I've also stumbled upon another IG account, the Joy-Filled Farmhouse. And what I like about the Joy-Filled Farmhouse is her house layout, the living room, kitchen, and dining room is very similar to mine. And there was this to our house and there was this wall that I never liked. We had like a plant that Chris never liked, that I never liked, that like never knew what to do with. And I was looking at her account and she had a picture of that wall one day And then she, I love okay. it when influencers, it's like paint by numbers. She linked every damn thing. It was like a little, oh my God. And it was all Target. So it was super like affordable, but it was like a little black like table sideboard, a gold lamp, a vase. And I just went to the Target and I went buy, 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 buy. I bought everything that she linked. And then I turned it and just copied her wall on my wall. And I just, it was perfect.
It just was perfect.
So joy-filled farmhouse. And then people with organized like shopping links on their Instagram. Like I get like if, you know, Instagram, it's like really like a mall right now, you know, it, and I have to be very careful there in that environment because my person, I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
You like to.
But I appreciate when something is well linked and in stock. Yeah. And easy to buy. There was one of the things from that purchase was a Target lamp. So cute. I bought two of them. Bought one for Ellie's room because I was looking for this lamp. It was like $20. So,
that's a steal.
It's a little gold lamp and it's just perfect. Okay.
I'm obsessed with this account, Joyful.
Yes. I've been obsessed with SPF on my face, thanks to you. But like I always do it in the morning, but then I also bought this Baby Bum SPF face spray that I keep downstairs.
Oh.
And literally every time I go outside or even just when I'm not like a couple times a day, I just spritz my face over my makeup.
Yeah. Does it – do you spray – like do you close your eyes and then it doesn't burn your eyes?
No, it's Baby Bum.
Is
I'll
key.
Link it on our Amazon store. And it was surprisingly hard to find an SPF spray – that wasn't like just like not one of those just like banana boat SPF sunscreen sprays. Like this is for your face.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we need
And then it has that. Not made me break out or like, you know, anything like that. Oh, it's Sunbum. Okay, Sunbum original Sunbum. SPF 50.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, here it is. It's Sunbum Face Mist. SPF 30, and I'm going to link it to our store.
Yeah, link that baby
But I just missed this stuff over my face all the time throughout the day.
I also love the smell of Sunbum
I do
stuff.
Too. It's I good. Do too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it, yeah, I just.
Is it this yellow bottle one? Okay, yeah, I see it.
And there I it just is. Keep it in our downstairs bathroom, and then I just spritz my face with it all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Okay. I just added it to our Amazon faves, which is at our website, subsquadpod.com/shop. Okay. Pizza patio dinner parties and just like eating outside right now, the time of year. Been obsessed with that and it's been great. Okay. Last two things. These are heavy hitters. Okay.
Okay.
This is what I was hinting at over on Patreon that I think you turned me on to the show a long time ago, but I never watched it. And it was supposed to come into my life at this time because right now, just like easy bingey TV where like if I'm feeding Ellie and then I'm like getting up to get things or do things, I don't have to press pause. I can just like let it run and it's fine, you know? Mm-hmm. Easy watching, bingeable, Below Deck.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
have you seen that show?
Yeah.
Best freaking show.
We watched every season.
John
still keeps up with them, but now I'm reading. So, but oh, yeah. You got is Chef Ben on the season you're watching right now? Okay. Is Kate the cheese stew? She's my favorite.
Dude, like.
Do you hate her or do you love her? I feel like she's a lover.
All of them I love. All of them I love.
Okay. Kate, she just gets better. Like, dude, in all, because she's in a lot of seasons.
I love this show. So it's a show, it follows, each season is like a different crew on a yacht. And I love that the formula for each show is like rinse and repeat in terms of like the structure where, you know, they have their little meeting, what guests are coming on board. Then it's like the adventures of the guests and things always go. There's always drama. There's drama with the guests. There's drama with the crew. You always wonder like how big is their tip going to be? You know, there's the meeting and then they have like really like honest conversations with each other and expectations are very high. They work their asses off. And it's also, it's just, I love it. I love it. So we have just been binging out on this show, and it is so great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you done Southern Charm yet or Summer House? So after you go through this, you're going to be obsessed with those. I think they're even better. But the, yeah, but Below Deck is, that's a good gateway drug.
Okay. Summer House and Southern Charm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've recommended both of those to me before. So this is the time of my life for this kind of television. Cause I can't get
into reality TV.
I can't get into the like dense stuff right now. My normal stuff. Mm-mm.
And also, I think Real Housewives is like, it's a little snoozy to me these days anymore. I want
adventure,
different kind of drama. Yeah. I don't want wealthy bitch drama. I want young, smutty drama. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. And then lastly, so when I was going through gestational diabetes, my go-to coffee after I had my I would always have it like with or after breakfast because that's a thing. But is cappuccinos because they don't have sugar in them, but they have a good amount of like fat in them because it's like milk and espresso basically. But I liked the flavor better than a latte because it's more espresso forward than milk forward, right? And then it's like I was using.
Is that the difference? It's less milk or something than a latte?
Lattes typically like people dress up with like a lot of sugar and it's like more milk and then it's espresso, right? The cappuccinos are more stronger, stronger espresso, like especially if you get a good quality one. It's definitely more like espresso forward and then like whole milk and a lot more froth. And so in lattes, it's more of the heavy milk with less froth. And then in cappuccinos, it's less milk but more froth. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fun. So I really now and I still after giving birth, I was like, oh, I'm going to go get something fun. I'm going to have my breakfast. I'm going to go get something with like caramel in it or whatever. I can't do it anymore. Yeah. My palate's changed. It's too sweet. I can't do it anymore. I don't enjoy it anymore. And so I've like, I guess I'm sticking with cappuccinos because I'm really enjoying those. However, whipping cream was also something that was surprisingly not super friendly, but like more friendly in the dessert environment.
Because it's like also fatty.
Yes,
right?
Has other elements, right? So my fun drink right now that I am obsessed with when I want a treat.
Okay.
Get this. Cappuccino with whipping cream and cinnamon.
Poured
just
in?
Whipped topping.
Like the foam? Okay.
And cinnamon on top. It is so good. It is so
do you make
good.
It at home?
I do sometimes, but then it's a very easy order. Cappuccino with whip, cinnamon topping. And that is like the jam.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
And it's not too sweet. I mean, it's not like crazy.
Right.
But to me, it's like, oh, I get the coffee. I get like the feeling of it just like creamy and a little treat. Comfort. And I love the espresso with cinnamon. Oh, it is so, so freaking good.
I went to go order a drink at Starbucks the other day and I was on the menu and I was like looking up nutrition to because of the glucose stuff. And so I was looking at like their egg bites, like what is the protein? What is it? And then I was like, what's in the matcha? The grande matcha latte standard because their matcha mixture is sweetened, 29 grams of sugar in a grande matcha latte.
Chris and I had a moment.
Won't be ordering that anymore.
Everything before I ordered it for during the pregnancy after the diagnosis and I was like, oh, matcha will be safe because Chris and I have coffee at home because I was like, we were gonna swing by Starbucks and then take Ben somewhere. And I remember it was earlier in the phase of not knowing what to eat or what to do, but I was like I was doing the mobile order and I just checked it just a precaution, saw the same thing and was so pregnant and pissed I just started crying.
Unbelievable.
And Chris was like, well, maybe we can get us something. I was like, I don't want that. Like, I was totally like,
it's a heartbreaker.
I was in a state, but.
Well, especially when you get a diagnosis and your brain is already going to like how much my life is going to have to change. And then you have your heart set on this one thing and you're like, and I can't even have matcha lattes anymore. Like, totally.
Yeah, that was a weird low point. Okay. those are my obsessions.
Let's talk about Thrive Cosmetics, though, shall we?
We shall. We
can't forget about those.
No.
Thrive Cosmetics, we talked about them a couple of times here. It is high-performance beauty and skincare products that are made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Both Call and I have talked about in our favorites that we care about what we put on our face. They have no parabens, no sulfates, no phthalates. They're certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And Cause is in the name for a reason, because every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive. Every day, part of my routine, I try to do like a minimal makeup routine, but part of my routine is their, what are these called? Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara.
So good.
Their best-selling product has more than 15,000 five-star reviews. It's ultra-lengthening, eye-opening mascara, and it lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. It sort of mimics the look of lash extensions without, you know, the glue and expensive salon prices and then the time that it takes and all of that. And it's also got easy removal because it has a tubing formula and it's going to slide right off your lashes with warm water. No soap required. The other thing that I do is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. I love the shade Muna, but they've got several different shades. And this just adds that little pop. Super, it's like a little eye crayon. It's a little pop to your eyes, super easy. You can apply it as a shadow, or I sort of use it as a liner. And then they sent us also some of their skincare to try. So I, as we're aging, I notice that I'm getting like creasing when I'm wearing makeup under my eyes. So before I apply my makeup, I use their Defying Gravity Eye Lifting Cream. It instantly lifts, tightens, and brightens the skin around your eyes with line smoothing hydration. You can soften, soothe, and deeply moisturize your skin while reducing dark circles and puffiness. And it's going to fight the signs of stress, aging, and dullness. It's like beauty sleep in a bottle. You guys got to check it out. And then, of course, as we mentioned, Cause is in the name because they have a mission called Bigger Than Beauty, where for every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. And they have given over 300, or they have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous causes.
I love them. I just was looking at the product overview of, and I use all of these things every day. The mascara, wearing it right now. The eye brightener, freaking love it. The sunscreen primer, love. I just love them. All their stuff is so great. Now is a great time for you to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/sip. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/sip for 15% off your first order. Let's land the bird.
Land the bird, baby.
All right.
Rant.
My rant.
You got it or you want me to go?
No, I got a rant.
Hit me.
They tell, it's like, you know, when you're anything, like you start a program, like a diet, not a diet, but it's like a 90 day thing. I'm going to do 90 days of this or 90 days of that or 30 days of this, whatever the number is.
The starting line of something new.
Yeah. And you think anyone can do anything for X amount of time. And then you start day one. Mm-hmm. And you're like, shoot, this is going to be a long
90 days of this.
So when I was pregnant, I was thinking like the lack of sleep thing with having a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking back to Ben. I was like, the time goes by fast. Before I know it, I will be sleeping again. You know, I was like, in hindsight, man, when I was so fresh postpartum with Ben, if someone would have told me, hey, you know, because they say, get ready to never sleep again. That's not true. You'll sleep again, you know. Yeah. But I wish I would have really had the perspective. And this time around, I have perspective. I'm headed into this knowing I'm going to sleep again. And in and when I was pregnant, I'm like, I can totally do this for however many months it's going to be. No problem. Anyone can do anything.
Anything.
For however many months.
For 90 days. For the fourth trimester.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. You forget what it really is like to
live. You say that when you're like sort of well slept, right?
Yes.
So it's like, yeah, it's that problem.
Anyone can do this for however much time. And I'm week three of no more than 3 or 4 I've gotten a handful of like 4 hour stretches, but like last night, for example, the feeds were at, I mean, it wasn't even 3 hour stretches. If she was 3 hours from the last, so it was like 12:30.
Oh.
So I fed from her from 12:30 to whatever time. And then she was up again at 3:30 and then up again at 6:30. So it was like on the nose. Right, so
she's on like a 3 hour thing.
But it's like the actual amount of sleep in between was like an hour and a half.
Yeah, right, right.
And so I'm on 5 hours of sleep maybe over the course of however many hours. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's times 3 weeks. And I'm like, holy crap. Mashed potato brain. Just – I'm ranting about lack of sleep, and I used to have insomnia. It turns out I had that fibroid tumor, and that's what was causing my insomnia. So if you have it, yes, if you have insomnia, like chronic insomnia, like,
oh wow,
talk to your doctor, like get curious, because there could be reasons. But that something as soon as that tumor went away during the pregnancy with Ben, I had painful periods that were like when I was trying to get pregnant with Ben, they were like very painful periods. They were not super regular. Sometimes they'd be very late, and I suffered from insomnia very regularly.
Yeah,
and all of those were because I had a fibroid tumor.
Yeah.
So
your body was like in fight or flight.
Yeah. And I remember that time in my life where I just was like, oh, my age, people get insomnia. This is like a normal thing that people get. And I remember the impact of lack of sleep to my life, you know. And right now I'm just like, I cannot wait to get straight sleep.
Right.
Again.
Even 6 hours.
Oh, yeah. But just I'm a space cadet.
Mm-hmm.
It just
emotional.
Oh, it impacts every part of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my rant.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very fair rant.
What is your rant?
My rant is mildew.
Oh.
We need to just buy new towels, I think.
Yeah.
We've had these towels for a couple years. And like, John's very, very good
at
doing the laundry. When he washes, he moves them right into the dryer. I grew up in a house where things like a lot of our stuff smelled like mildew because we did not transfer very well. And, but I still notice like the towels just smell. And so I also use on my face, I do a double cleanse, right? So I'll do like an oil cleanse and then I wipe that off, especially because I wear these fake lashes. I wipe that off with like a makeup eraser, one of those reusable things, right? And the last couple times, I just got to throw those out too. I got to throw them out and just buy new ones. So it's like, they're supposed to be reusable, but I guess they're not drying. I don't know. So then I wipe my face with that. And then I'm washing my face after it. And I still can, it's like in my nose hairs, the smell of mildew.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, that's like got to be a bacteria that I just wiped all over my face. Mm. Like that's disgusting. So not only do I smell it in my hair follicles, it's in all of my pores. I just wipe bacteria all over.
I hate that smell.
And like if you get like bacteria or mildew sour smelling sheets, like if you stay at a hotel or someone's guest room or something, like, oh,
are you
mildew
guys
is a disgusting
good
smell.
About like right when it's out of the or within a reasonable amount of time getting it into the dryer after being in the after getting washed?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. John is very good at that.
Okay, yeah.
I don't do laundry.
Yeah.
Like once every 3 months.
This is just a matter of having them for too long.
I think, well, and the face ones that are reusable, I might reuse them for like 2 weeks. And so those sit, you know, I'm washed and then I hang it over the like towel rack or whatever, but it must not be getting dry quick enough or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what the deal is with those, but it's especially those face towels.
Ugh.
But I also noticed just our bath towels are just like getting a little funky.
I hate that.
And I need to get new towels.
Yeah. We got new towels. That same thing. We just started noticing it.
It's like a little odor.
And we're like, well, we've had them for however long. And we did a towel upgrade and we got the Costco like big ones. Like they're like extra big towels.
Yeah. Like the sheets, bath sheets or something.
They're big. Mm-hmm. Best decision.
Do they pill or not pill? Do they like, you know, because this was a rant of mine when I first got these towels, just as you're drying off, it's just like cotton balls all over your body as you're drying off.
I don't remember that.
Did you have that with you?
Yeah, with these.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get these
but
Costco
just
ones.
Having a good, fresh, cozy towel.
Yeah.
Total game changer.
Can't beat it.
Yeah.
That's my rant.
Okay, Rafe, I've talked about this a lot. But really, so it's not only the weather. It's not only the weather, but it is how much easier it is parenting with nice weather.
like the long stretch
of rain. And we had a really rainy June here, like the wettest June in all of Junes or something crazy.
Oh, wow.
And it is so much harder when it's just nasty out or, mm-hmm. you know, we have those days too during the fall and winter where it's like you feel like a vampire because the sun, it just that doesn't seem to rise or set. It's just permanent right. dark and cloudy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do your best with indoor activities or gatherings with friends. But like yesterday, picked up Ben from school. He'd had a great day because they had a ton of outside time at school, which like all yeah. kids, like just
great.
Being outside is so good for them. So he comes mm-hmm. home in a great mood. And then he looks at me, he's like, can we do chalk outside? I was like, heck yes, we can do chalk sure outside. Can, and so we sat outside together and just drew pictures. And then we did our patio party, you know, outside. Everything was outside. And it just, there's something about being indoors together for too long yeah. with little people that like things get kitschy-witchy. Like it's just mm-hmm. gets, it's, you know kitchy, what I mean? Kitchy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never heard kitschy witchy.
Things just get weird.
But I got the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
And just fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Parenting
yeah,
is
it's a game changer.
Oh. Yeah. That is my rave.
I agree.
So many more things to do. And then it was like the big event last night was I gave him a popsicle. That was a major event. And it was easy because it was outside. It just mm-hmm. was great.
And he thinks it's so special and fun. Yeah.
Amazing. Ugh. Amazing.
You're heading into the best season.
Yes.
My rave is I talked about this before. I did the yearbook of 2021 via Mixbook, and I just decided that I want to have one for every year of I'd like to have one.
Yeah.
But I wanted to have one at least for every year of my kids' life. So I went and did the 2020 one, which was actually a little less exciting because that was the year that we didn't leave our houses, right?
Yeah.
But it was still really special and magical. And then it just arrived. And I mean, I get like the super thick weight paper because I don't want the kids to destroy it, but I also want it to last forever. And it's such a labor of love. I love doing graphic design, but then it comes and it arrives to your house and it just feels so special seeing all of your memories and like flipping through and being like, oh my gosh, yes, I forgot about this and this moment and these memories. And it's just really special to create those books. And Mixbooks really does, this is probably was a favorite or something. I think I've talked about it, but Mixbook made it very easy. They have great templates that you can use. And then you just drag and drop and they got all kinds of designs and backgrounds. And I think before you go, I don't have a code, but then I Google code for Mixbook and I always find one, you know, those photo books, they always have codes.
Yeah.
So, it was like a $300 book, but I found a $50 off code or a 50% off code. So it was like $150 or something like that, which is pricey, but a memory for the rest of our lot, like a nice photo album that's going to last forever. And you don't have to get like that thick weight paper, but when you have little kids, they just rip and tear them. Anyway, so it's doing that, like creating those little yearbooks every year. I can't wait to look back. I think the kids will love, like, do you remember looking at your baby book when you were older and just like loving it?
Yeah.
These aren't baby books, but they're like yearbooks of their lives. And I just love it. So,
so cute. I need to do that, man.
You really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, I think you'd like it, even if you don't love graphic design. And I can even maybe give you, if you want, I don't know. Do you like graphic design?
No. But just the
I can give you my login and then you could copy, like duplicate.
Yeah.
My thing, because I think the 2021 book I did was the best because it had words of like, here's the things that we did. And then it even had like, here's Ben's milestones, what he learned this year, his big things from 2021. And then I did another page that was like things that Revy liked and Matt, so it could be like, this is what Ben's obsessed with right now, right? And we'll forget those things. We will forget at 4 years old or 2 years old what they loved and cared about and what they were interested in and stuff like that. And so then you could just drag and drop your own pictures in there or something, because that's my favorite. I forgot a lot of 2020 stuff, so it's more pictures than words. But I think it's really special.
I love
to have that.
I love it.
Everyone should do it.
All right, you guys, speaking of things everyone should do, like this podcast by sharing with a friend. Love our if you love our podcast, share it with a friend. Help us spread the word.
Slam the 5 stars.
Slam it. Drop us a little love note.
Love note.
Comment about what you like about the pod. You can sip with us always.
Always.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon. Patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day out of 30 days. Boom. Paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes. Kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday.
Love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.